whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 295. Today is Saturday, May 14, 2022. Or if you're in the beautifully wet rain state of Queensland, like I am here in Australia, it's Sunday the 15th. There is much water everywhere and flooding. Yay.
Yay.
It's very, very exciting. Anyway, I am your host, Lita. Hi. Yes, I'm Australian and I am hanging out with my good friend over here. My co-host for this week is Nisi. Hi. Welcome. Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's all right. Thank you for saying yes. That's always good. That's the main thing. Yeah, so we've got, remember when we had flooding back in February? There was a lot of rain and the pool got very, very full and there was lots of water in the backyard. So they're saying that this might be worse.
Good. Time to get the boats ready.
Yes, so, but anyway, today I've only had one, flood warning today. Yesterday I had about four. We're okay, so where I am with the family with Execute, we're okay. But it could be fun times trying to get to work tomorrow. So anyway, we will... see how
time to get
goes.
The kitty a life jacket and yeah. Get Kobe a life jacket.
Well, Kobe, Kobe doesn't like water. He's not a water dog. But yeah, it's just lots of water, and it goes from, you know, when it's just like that very soft, to then torrential. It's like it's kind of like there's not much in between. It's either too. Like pretty light rain, and then it goes chung. It's like it's all coming down. So fun times over here, which is excellent. How is it going over there in springtime for you?
It's hot. We've skipped spring now, and we're straight on into summer. We had to put on our air conditioning this week, which killed me. Because I knew as soon as we turned it on, that was pretty much probably going to be it. It was going to be on. And it was just too early for this because it was just the beginning of May here. We usually don't try to put that on till June at the latest. But it spiked to like mid-90s Fahrenheit for us. And it was so hot in our room. Like, I was melting. I was sticking to my chair. And I'm like, my parents have got to be just, you know, just beside themselves with how hot it is. I said, Russell, go check on them. See if we need to turn the air on. And they were like, no, we're fine. And I'm like, how are you fine? It is so hot in here. And their room wasn't as hot. Their room was like 10 degrees colder than ours. I'm like, how? How? Wow. You have his oxygen machine running and this running and that running. Like, and I'm just like, how is it colder in here?
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, we're putting the air on. I don't care. They're just going to have to cope because I am melting and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
So that's been on like all week.
There's nothing worse than being either too hot or too cold. Like, you know, at least if you're too cold, you can keep putting layers on. That is the saving grace. But when you are too hot and you can get down to be to nothing and you're still hot, like it
I was like minimal clothing and I'm sticking to everything. I was itchy because I was so sweaty and I'm like, oh my god, I can't do this anymore. We have to put it on. We had like five fans on. It wasn't doing anything. And then the dogs have to be pressed. Well, the one dog has to be pressed up against me when I try to sleep.
Yeah.
And he has to be under a blanket. And I'm like, I'm too hot for this. He was mad because I didn't have a blanket the other night. And I'm like, it's too hot in here. He kept giving me a side eye.
Yeah.
And so judgy looks. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You're not getting your way.
It's kind of that weird thing. Kobe does the same, even though he sleeps with grandma and granddad at the moment. And he just positions himself between both of them, like, you know, right up, and make sure that he's touching both of them either side. It's completely hilarious. Oh, yeah. And then, like, neither of them can move.
Yeah, like, he can't be on top of the sheet. He has to be skin to fur. And I'm like, sir, no.
Oh, we do love our fur babies, though. They are.
Yes.
They are good fun. All right. So anyway, welcome everyone. Thank you for our little ranty weather pet update. All of that. But I thought we would have a little chat to start off the show with some of our most common questions from the FAQ. We may have some. We've got, you know, there are always new players coming in trying the challenges, which is fantastic. We say welcome, come try all of those things. Many people like to join through on our Discord, through the forums, asking questions via Twitter, sometimes via email. Thank you guys for reaching out, and it's always best that if in doubt, ask the question. Sometimes it's not a good idea to just think, yeah, she'll be right, because she might not be right and you might get flagged. So we have the rule set, but we're going to talk about all those other, well, not all of them, but some of the most common. The ones that people can get a little tripped up with at times. And I think the first one that I want to talk about is probably one of our most asked questions. I'm going to put it out there. I think this would be the most asked question of whether it's of all time, but it just feels like this is always one that we do ask, get asked, and it's normally very simple. So, Nisi, what would that be?
All right, so probably our most asked question is, when I try to import my character, it says I've done pet battles or raid bosses, and I didn't do any.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's this thing where Blizzard API kind of shows all of your account-wide stuff, unless you tell it not to. So, and you have to do this per character. So when you log in and you create your character, I do this first thing so I don't forget. As I'm setting up my bars and going through everything, you have to go into your interface menu, and in there there'll be like all the different little sub menus, and you'll see one that says social. So you're going to click on that social sub menu, and that's going to bring up another menu that has a whole bunch of little boxes that may or may not already be checked. You know, it's going to be where your mature language filter is and all that, and you're going to go down. It's on the first column. It's towards the bottom, it might be the very last one, and then it says display only character achievements to others. You need to check that so that it's only showing what this character has done for the API, because if you don't do that and you go to add, then it's going to say, oh, I did this raid, I did that raid, and you're level 10, and you're like, I can't raid, I'm level 10, what are you talking about? So it's because of that. So just, you know, as a routine for making your character, you might want to just do that as you're setting up, but then just double check real quick that it didn't become unchecked through internet gremlins before you actually go to add your character to the website.
Exactly. And look, again, it's something, as Nisi said, this is something that when you're used to making a new tune, or every time you're making a new challenger tune, it's one of the very first things I do as well. Like, you know, set everything up, go in and set the bars up, make sure everything looks right, and that's on one of my kind of lists of set this up. I have to have my spells in the right place. I need to make sure I've, you know, ticked this, that box, all those kinds of things. So it can be just as simple as just getting used to doing that for when you're playing a challenge tune. But that is definitely one of the big things, because you will find you won't be able to add your character to the website. That's the other thing. So, and give it time. We all know the API can be a little, you
cranky.
Know,
a little cranky
at times. So sometimes it might be, you know, I normally will log fully out. Okay, I will normally log straight out of the tune. I will also log straight out of Battle.net just to make sure. And I'll give it a couple minutes just to see if that's enough time, and then reload and go and, you know, go from that. So sometimes you might have to give it a little bit more than a couple of minutes, because the API can be very,
we won't call it what I called it before,
cranky.
The show, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, cranky. there we did use some choice words. But yes, so that's the main thing. Now, the next one, and that was the other thing. I have moved that up to the top on the FAQ. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I knew there was something I was going to do. Hang on. I've got the link for those of you that don't know where the FAQ is on the website. I've got the link there in chat. We will have it on the blog post as well.
Yes.
But there is a sign, like up it, when you look at the website, there is a tab that's got the FAQ itself. Okay, so you can go straight into it and it's all there. I've moved this one to the number one position to make it easy, because some reason it was further right towards the bottom. And I think it's a very important one, because we do get asked that a lot, because people don't realize or weren't aware or forgot to do it. So
it's a pretty extensive list of things on there. It's not like just five or six things. So I would definitely recommend reading it or rereading it if you've been away for a while and you're just coming back. But yeah, I would definitely look it over before you even get started with what you're going to do. So that way you're not
rules,
confused.
FAQ.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, the next one, which would, I would think, it may be one question behind the first one, or it might be one question in front. Like, they're very, very close.
Interchangeable.
Because they do get asked a lot. And as Tiber said in chat, which is basically, can you switch specs? That's, you know, and again, there was a time when we could not use specs. So the question that we've got in the FAQ is, I thought we couldn't use specs. Well,
Once upon a time,
we couldn't use specs because it was like an option. But then Blizzard forced
Legion happened,
exactly. And specs were basically forced onto us, and therefore it came down to allowing specs. So, you know, for whatever you're playing, you can swap specs. You don't have to go in and say for a warlock. I'm always going to be Destro. Every single time. Even on my challenge tunes, we're going to do Destro, because there are times that Chaos Bolt to the face from my little iron or bloodthirsty is just so satisfying. It is good. But, you know, if it defaults to whatever it defaults to, and you're like, yeah, I'm not enjoying it. Like Hunter. Like some people, Hunters, Priests, you know, Warriors, you can play around with it and try different specs as you're leveling your challenge tune. Because sometimes there might be times that you're like, I'm not feeling it. Like, it was really good up until, say, level 20, and all of a sudden, I'm not having fun with that spec. Well, change specs. change it.
You know, so set yourself up for the most possible success within the rules. Mm. Don't force yourself to be in a spec that you A, don't know, or and or B, don't enjoy, because then you're either going to lose interest or you're not going to understand the spell, or suddenly this spell changes at this level and you're like, oh no, 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 no.
Yes.
Let's go back to this. So, I mean, you know, just try to set yourself up for the most successful chance that you may have, especially on your first time out. You don't need to go extra hardcore and try to be, you know, the person that's going to do all of the things the hardest way possible first time out. Baby steps, learn the mental changes that you need to do to get through this, and start out with something that you know the best, and then work your way up to harder stuff.
Exactly. And as Fair says in the chat room, druids are like that. Balance is good to start, but I always change to resto. So, and again, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of just have a play around with it, you know, and see. Play, even just play around at the lower levels, before, you know, you start getting higher. That could definitely be a thing. Or if you lose that tune through whatever reason and you roll the next one, you might be like, okay, well, I didn't enjoy what I had that spec in. So you know what, from ground running, I'm going to give this spec a go, or whichever. So just remember, you can swap specs. That is fine. Disappointed as he isn't in the chat room too.
I know, right?
You know, but I'm sure he's busy doing something. So that's that. So yes. So most important, you can certainly change specs as many times as you want. It's, you're not going to get flagged. It is perfectly legal. However, we have the third question, and we used to get this quite a lot. I'm going to say maybe back in Warlords, maybe before Warlords, I don't know. It feels like it hasn't been asked as much in the last couple of expansions. I could be wrong.
I don't remember answering this one recently.
It used to get asked a lot. Yeah,
it used to be a lot.
And again, it is still very important on this one. Yes. It is, you know, it's about talents, because if you do the wrong thing, you're going to get flagged. So on this one, we've got, can we use talents? No. Short answer, no. Long answer is, the specs were forced on us, but challenges.
They should now be called challenges.
Challenges. That's the word of the day. my husband's clapping out at me. Okay, before I go into it, let me tell you, he's not listening, so I can say it. So we decided that we would start where we've said the wrong sentence or the wrong word. So we're compiling, like, this is the list of 2022.
Oh no!
Of things, and I'm gonna say, I think he's done more than me. Mind you, I think that might have tied it. But anyway, you know, just when you speak and the words don't come out right and things, so he's making a list.
I would have a notebook full.
Yeah, well, I think he's got the notepad on the computer that he's adding things to. And we haven't done as many as I thought, which for me was surprising, because I'm always, words are hard, people.
They are.
So anyway, I'm going to guess that one probably might get added in. Anyway, we will see. But getting back to talents. So talents, the whole reason for talents is you have to choose a talent. Okay. When you're playing a tune, you choose a talent. So for a challenge tune, they're not allowed because of that. When you're choosing something, that's, you know, you're adding into the character. So for specs, they're forced on us, which allows everyone to be able to have specs. But for a talent, it is a big no. So just remember, and I mean, there's at times, you know, things can pop up and be like, you haven't used this talent. Just remember there are I think
there's an add-on.
Add-on,
I think it's
high talent.
High talent or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
one
just,
word.
Just search
I think it's,
for it in
yeah.
whatever talent whatever mod thingy that you use to acquire mods.
Yeah.
And it should come up.
I know I've got it because I've been using it for years and
I know
I like high talent alert.
Like that.
So that's
I like it to flash at me though.
Yeah.
I know this is gonna sound stupid, but I know a lot of people don't like the flash that it annoys them. I like it because then I know I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So
I get it. But for me, like flashy things are not good. So but yeah, so one word, hide talent alert. I'll put the link in I'll add it here. Hang on. Hide talent alert, and we'll find the link. We'll put that in the show notes too. So if there is anyone out there that's like, I can't find it, we'll put the link to what do they call it now? CurseForge. That's where I get it from.
Overwolf or something.
Yeah. So we'll put a link down.
One of those.
And how it is, but it's high talent alert. All one, like one word. It's supposed to be. So yeah. Okay, now, just also to remind people, Tin Man is a very different challenge. There are a lot of things that do have exceptions with Tin Man. Talents for a Tin Man are allowed, okay? So just reminding that when you're playing your traditional challenge tunes, your Iron, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, and then going into your Green Man's, your working man's, you know, their own kind of as stripped down as can be. All right, they're all based off of basically Iron, and then you've got Tin Man, which allows you to have leeway. Tin Man challenges are allowed to use talents, and we've got that in the FAQ. If there is an exception for Tin Man or for a different challenge, it will state there. So just remember on that one,
yeah,
as well.
Tin Man's kind of like your Iron Man with training wheels,
kind of,
kind of get your feet wet, see if
some
this
people
is for you or not.
Exactly, and some people get a little bit, you know, Iron's very scary, and it's not. Like I say, you don't know until you give it a try. Go give it a try. But if you want to dip your toes, Tin Man is a good way to, you know, for some players, they've found it's a nice introduction. It's not as harsh, shall we say, as
yeah.
your traditional.
And I know some people use their Tin Mans as their Iron Man scouts as well,
which again is, if you're able to, having a scout is a wonderful thing. If you're going into a different area, if you're doing quests you haven't done in a long time or you've never done, they're good to have. All right. Okay, Nisi, do you want to take the next one that we do quite often get questions about?
Sure. So our next one is, as soon as the motorcycle goes away.
that was very loud. Nice.
Yes. Am I allowed to get buffs from other players? No.
Short answer,
no. If another player buffs you, just click the buff off as soon as mm-hmm. possible, as soon as you notice it. Because the only buff that you can have are the ones that come out of your spell book that you can use on yourself, that you can mm-hmm. reapply yourself. Scrolls don't count. Scrolls are an outside source. So even if it's the same spell that would be in your spellbook, it's not the same. Don't use the scroll. It has to be from your spellbook. If you get a buff from a quest that won't go away, what do you do? Well, buffs from an NPC for a quest, they're usually okay. They're there to help you for that particular quest, and they usually go away once the quest is done. Mm-hmm. One exception to that is, if you do a series of quests in Darkshore, the entire zone is buffed when you walk in, You can't make it go away. So, but usually you're on your way out by the time you do that one. So just, you know, try to limit your time in there. And I don't think it does that much for you on that one anyhow. But, you know, that's a zone-wide thing, and you can't get rid of it. We've tried. It won't go away. It's unclickable.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I get a buff from my pet. Am I going to be red flagged? And nope, because there's been exceptions made for hunters and warlocks. That's kind of intergrained into the class. So it helps the class survive. So it's just part of the class. So you're okay.
Exactly. Now, I was just going to reiterate, where is it? Things like, I don't think I put this one in here. But again, looking at FAQ, you know, there's things like warlocks using health stones, DKs using reforging. You know, why can't monks use the XP boost and all that?
Yeah.
So that, again, that's, you know, we've got those things in the FAQ. We've also got, which added in last week, I think it was, because there was a question about warlocks using soulstone or shaman reincarnate. I was going to say reincinerate, but that's not the right one.
No.
And again, you know, it's basically a death. Don't forget, a death is a death. Like Blizzard's API, the stats, as soon as you die, yeah, you can get your body back quicker by using the soul stone, using reincarnate, but you're dead, you're red flagged, that tune is done. Now, whether you want to keep that tune to continue on and do Tin Man, do it as a scout, whichever, but for the original challenge, say iron, say, you know, bloodthirsty, it's done. So just remember, a death is a death. Exceptions, of course, are your tin man, because tins do allow to die. So don't forget, we've got that all in the FAQ as to the whys, the ifs, you know, the whys, the why nots, etc. So again, there is a lot of information in the FAQ, which is most important. And we always say to people starting off or that are coming back to the challenges, read your rules, read the FAQ, then go make your tune, okay? Or at least if you've made your tune, go read the rules and the FAQ, most important.
Yeah.
Very important. What else did we have? All right, do you want to take the last one for me?
Sure. I deleted my old challenger and I want to reuse the name again, but I still see the original character's info. So, as we said earlier, API can be a little cranky at times.
Finicky!
So, yeah. So, you can read the name, the challenger. However, for characters that were deleted and re-rolled using the same exact name, we've seen a little bit of interesting gremlins going on with the data not being completely refreshed and updated for the new character. So you might want to either add a letter, subtract a letter, wait like a week or two before you try to reuse that name. Even though on Armory it may look all well and good on that new character, once you're able to get to 10 and see it, that doesn't mean that the data's completely fine on the API side, because don't forget, a lot of people get confused. We don't pull from Armory, we pull from API. Armory pulls from API.
Yeah.
So they both pull from the sort of same data pool to a degree, but we don't pull directly from Armory.
Yeah.
So what you see on Armory, it might be something different that we're seeing on API sometimes. So don't get confused with that. Just because it looks fine on Armory doesn't mean it's going to be 100% fine on the website.
Yeah.
It has to do when all of that data, the interconnects, updates on all sides.
And that takes time.
So,
That
it does. It takes like 24 hours to, like a half an hour. It depends on where you are in the update cycle when that happens.
I mean, it seems to be a little, definitely a little better than perhaps was it BFA that was.
It's gotten a little better. BFA like 3 days, was really kind of a pain. It would be like a 24-hour minimum. Or like a week maximum sometimes in some instances. So, which is when, you know, during BFA, I think we were asking people not to reuse the same exact name at all if you could help it. But I think it's gotten better. But still do understand that if you reuse that name, it could be a little wonky for a few days or a week until things, you know, get themselves sorted or you level past that level that that character had died at. Sometimes that needs to happen. It just be prepared.
Yeah. Like if you have leveled a character to say 50, you've died, you've re-rolled like straight away, you've made it the same name, whether it's the same class, race, whichever, doesn't matter. You made it the same name. You start, you go and register at level 10 and it's gonna, and it's showing up that, you know, hang on, it, you're level 50 and you're red flagged. It's because the data hasn't quite got to allow for, hang on, that tune's now gone, so therefore there's a new tune that's come in. So again, just sometimes it's good to have a few names that you can rotate, so if you lose that tune you can go on to like the next name, and then you know, might be a couple of months down the track and you haven't used that name, you die again and you go, okay, I want to go back to that first name that I used.
Or like flip the name around if it's like a two-part name, like stick the back half of the name in the front or something if you really need to have that name combination.
Or, and again, just change the spelling by one with, you know, add an extra E, add an extra L, add an extra T or an S.
Or phonetically spell it or something so the point gets across. Play around with it, see what's available.
Exactly. So, but again, you know, we do have a big FAQ section there. So if you've got any concerns on pop there, have a look, have a read through. If you've still got concerns, most definitely reach out to us, whether that is through Discord, Twitter, email, you know, in chat, all of the things, certainly reach out to us to get some clarification. But we've, you know, we do try and make it as easy as possible for you to read and understand. So, yeah. So FAQ, most important for everyone to read through that. All right. Fair says yes. She adds letters a lot, Nisi. Yes, yes. Totally, I totally hear you, Fair. I do the same kind of thing. Look at the different spellings of how we can get, what we can get away with. Absolutely. All right. Nisi, how's your week been? In game.
I was gonna say out of game. We don't want to talk about that.
Let's not talk about that.
It's been okay. So you know, we got some bloodthirsty leveling done.
And motorbike's back.
Yeah, traffic's loud for some reason right now. So yeah, we did some bloodthirsty leveling as we do normally. We're working on 4 right now in a rotation. We brought out the warrior this week because I misjudged where my levels were, and I really don't want 3 in Bastion, so we brought out the warrior this week. Felt funny being back on a warrior again. I have to remember I don't really have a legit heal spell, so have to make sure I pile up on the food on her. As I went to eat and I'm like, oh, I need more food. So so I got the warrior to 38. And they're my lowest level bloodthirsty right now. So they're probably going to be the last one that, that gets wrapped up. Shaman, I got to 44. Nice. So they're still, they're plugging away in BFA. I will say things are starting to hurt in resto spec at 44. I've definitely had to be a little more diligent about my heals on her. It might be an armor issue. I have not gotten a single piece of male gear to drop the entire time since level 27, since being in BFA, and she's 44 now, and I'm kind of mad. I keep getting everything else but male gear, and I'm like, does it not exist? I'm like, I know it exists. I saw it drop on a different character. Mm-hmm. But it won't give it to my shaman. And I'm like, RNG, shake my fist at you.
Yes. Yep. Happened all the same happened yep. when I play mine. It's just like, why I need the plate. Like, why is plate dropping yeah. on my clothy?
Yeah, my warrior's not getting plate either, and I'm like, what is happening? And it's crazy, and I'm like, well, I should just go buy some gear, but I never got her Darloran Hearthstone, and I really wish I had, because the boat's still bugged when you try to leave BFA and Tear Guard on a bloodthirsty, because you can't open the portals, and it drops you in Hillsbrad at the Arathi Battleground portal entrance.
Excellent! So
then you have to try to get up to Chillwind safely, because going through the hole in the wall into Arathi is not always an option, especially if you're level 50, because then the zone becomes a Battleground PvP zone. So it's like, okay. So I might just tough it out, because she's going to replace her gear at 50 anyway. Okay. But yeah, I might start after dropping my healing totem. I haven't had to, but I might have to start doing that. Druid that's been around forever. Chupa actually named that druid. And they are level 54.
Nice.
They're still kicking around in Bastion. They're doing okay. Leveling's starting to slow down a little bit for them, but I expected that.
Yep.
Level 57 seems to be the worst level for me in Bastion, because the mobs are either green or they're dark orange, and it's tedious. But we did manage to get the DK to 58 somehow. Some way without me, you know, going insane. So that was good. It took me like 10 hours, I think. And you know, good decisions are never made at 3 a.m. or after. And the other night I was kind of just sitting there and I was like, you know what, let's make a working man. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, let's make a working man, because I've done two pacifists.
So you were having that conversation.
Some money.
Let's do this.
Yeah, like, what? Like, let's try to make some money. And you know, let's do a working man. Do you know how weird it feels to be in white and gray gear for me, starting gear, because I haven't placed it, doing a profession and being able to kill shit? I'm like, oh god, this is wrong. I've broken so many flags, and I'm like, no, you're fine. It's allowed. So this is a very, very twisted mind thing for me to be dealing with, because I'm like, I'm killing stuff, but I'm in gray gear, but I have a profession, and I'm just like all over the place. But I have gotten her to level 15.
Nice.
So it's crazy. And yeah, Zaya, I know the scouting map can get a bloodthirsty to another zone. I wasn't happy in the other zones. I couldn't find my place. And I know that sounds weird, but I have places worked out in Bastion, even though the zone, I'm so sick of being there. I would love to be able to find my place in another zone. I just can't. I'm not comfortable anywhere else, unfortunately. I can always find something that I don't like about the other zones. Yeah. So I'm just destined to be there. But it helped out with my pacifist, because I knew where to go and what nodes weren't that busy with hostile mobs. But yeah, I mean, that is an option for other people. They're on a bloodthirsty and they do not want to be in Bastion. Your only other way off is to spend the, what is it, 10k on the scouting map for Shadowlands.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, but for some reason, Peaceful on my server is selling like a stupid amount level for gold, and I'm like, how am I 15 and I'm like at 2,000 gold already?
Nice. That's good. Yes. I mean, it's fun. It's nice to jump outside of the comfort zone. It will, what do they say? It'll keep you honest. It'll give you a little bit of anxiety as well when you
Yes, because I'm so scared because I'm killing stuff. And I'm like, I really shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, no, you're okay. You can. Mm. And I'm like, no, I really shouldn't be. And then I'm like, well, wait, what level did people say that the Irons started having trouble killing stuff? because I haven't killed anything on my iron in I don't know how long, and she's like just sitting at 54 collecting dust, and I'm like, meh. So can't do it. So I'm like, this will give me something other to do aside from killing stuff and like waiting for holidays that I don't like to do. So exactly. It's just weird. I'm like, I think people said they couldn't kill stuff at 30. So right now I'm just kind of, you know, do I want to move? Do I want to stay?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to be able to kill a mob that's standing on top of a node that you want instead of having to go buy it. And being like, no, I can't get that. That wolf is standing there. But right now, I'm like, you're mine. Let's go. I want that node.
Nice. Although, well, that's good. Excellent work on the Bloodthirsties, as per usual. So this is the last lot?
This is the last lot. I've got the warrior, the shaman, the demon hunter that took this week off, the druid, and the DK. DK should be the next one to be wrapped up.
Yeah, exactly. So where are we? Zaya did say for warriors, ignore pain is good
too. Yeah, I've been trying to keep enough rage to be using that. Fortunately, what I'm killing is not too terrible. I'm over in the tusk pools in Zuldazar.
Oh, okay.
Zandalar, one of those, whatever. Yeah. And they're not too bad. There's like two that will constantly pull together, but with Ignore Pain, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's doable, cool. At least right now. But.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Also, Fess is amazingly different feeling with going from the different challenges. So switching from Passy to working to PT can be confusing.
I have to keep just sitting there. I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Like, she's in her starter robe, so I know who she is. I know her name. The name made me giggle when I named her, and I couldn't get the full spelling because it was like one letter too many, and I'm like, so I'm like, okay, that's all right, it still works without that letter on the end, or the two letters on the end. I had to cut it off to make it work, but it amused me, so I'm like, okay, we'll see how far this goes.
Yeah. I know that when I was running, like, with the passies and then jumping onto bloods or irons or working or whatever I was doing, it was always do the passy first, because no killing. The last thing I ever wanted to do be like, okay, I'm jumping on everything that can kill everything, and then you hop on passies and you forget there's no killing.
Yeah, you don't just want to like slip into the muscle memory of, this is in my way, and just like, oh, what did I just do?
Yeah, so I have always found if I'm going to sit down and play a few challenge tunes, I go with, you know, like start with Passy, because no killing, just have that foremost, okay, just go do the quest, don't kill anything, finish with her, jump onto the next one. Okay, I can kill, do whatever I need to do. So, so that's always another way to look at it. Fair says, good while doing archaeology. Yep, kill those annoying trolls. Yes, Fair. We know about the annoying trolls. Absolutely. All right. Well done. Certainly seems like a busy week for you. And well done on that. Mine's very short. I did get to do a little bit of streaming after the show last week, I think it was. And Iron Leader hit level 18. So I went from 16 to 18.
That's good.
We're over in the Barrens, questing in the Barrens. I was trying to be very picky choosy with what I'm doing. You know, stuff that sends you down to where the pirates are. I was like, no, that used to always be a really bad area. I think I could lost about that many over the years down there. I was like, no good. So
Barrens can be good, but Barrens, you also have to know your quests and where they're sending you. And it's okay to walk away from a quest. There's plenty out there, especially with Chromie time.
Exactly. And I've not invoked Chromie time yet, so I've just been trying to go more the good old grindy quest, you know, like the zebra hooves and, you know, get the raptors, get those bits and pieces. So at the moment, I think I've nearly done what I want to do in the Barrens with enough kind of the grindy stuff. I finished off I've been down to Ratchet, got a couple of quests from there as well. There's some stuff that I was like, yeah, no, I'm not sure on. I don't want to scout it out. I'm not happy. Like, my gut is saying, not happy to do that quest, so I just leave it. And I figure I'll, you know, jump somewhere else. So I'm not sure where I'm going to go yet, but we're level 18. So,
not bad.
Yay.
At least you got time to play. So
yes,
that's important.
Yes, there's not been very much lately, but
well, at least you got a little
slow progress. So we're getting there, and she's probably like 3 bars from 19. So you know,
nice.
We're getting there. Didn't die.
You're just accumulating rested for when you have to go on your grindy quests.
Exactly. You know, that's always a good way to do it. So that's pretty much been my week in game with challenge turns. That's it. Very, very simple. Okay, let's have a look. Where's my little bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so I just was gonna throw this one here in the chat. We'll put the link in. Something that I thought was a bit intriguing, that people, you know, again, whether you're a new player, you're not a new player, all of those kind of things, but they are bringing social contract. They're testing in the 9.2.5 patch, and I found that really intriguing. I also think it's quite interesting. What are we at? 18 years this game's been out?
I think when 18? The anniversary rolls around again in November.
Be 18 or 19? Anyway, a long time, a long bloody time, regardless. So I was just like, well, it's interesting it's taken that long for this to come in. So anyway, if you want to have a look, I just thought it was a nice little interesting thing for those of you that might not be aware, but they are testing it over at the PTR build this week, I think. So, you know, if you want to check it out, go and have a look. So I just wanted to mention that. Also, the other thing is we do have some Spreadshirt, some Challenger swag over at Spreadshirt store. There is free standard shipping that started May 11th and it goes to May 16th, so you've still got another day or so if you're after anything, shirts, mugs, all the bits and pieces. So check it out. We'll have the link for that on the blog as well. Okay, most exciting time is our State of the Challengers. So let's see how we have gone this week. So Nisi, what have we got, please?
Okay, so for Irons, 10th this week is Garinus. Sorry, can't pronounce things. Level 26, you've been lost to the Nether, so you may need to log into your character and update on the website. Faerun, level 26, RIP, sadly. 8th, Iron Pal, level 27. 7th, Last Stab, level 28, but RIP. 6th, Broken Back, level 30. 5th, Steelman, level 32. 4th, we have Put Iron at 51. 3, Oreganos or Oregons. I'm not sure how I'm pronouncing that. I might be flipping letters, but that's either way how I'm seeing it. Level 51, RIP. 2nd this week for Irons, we have Ash Steels at 51. And 1st for Irons this week, we have Iron Manic at 54.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Do you want to take the bloods as well while sure. you're on a roll?
For bloods this week, we only had six. So sixth is Brissy at 18. Fifth, Zaya Bingra. Sorry if I mispronounced that, Zaya. 35. Fourth, Troll Your Soul, 38. Third this week, Tidal Soul at 44. Second, Soul Survivor at 54. And first, My Bloody Soul at 58.
Nice. Alrighty, well done on those. Okay, so pacifist. We got 10 on the pacifist list this week. That's very exciting. Alright, at number 10, we've got On the Wind at 14. We have at number 9, we got Tatiana at 16. Again, apologies for butchering names if we do. We do try our best. Number 8 is Himbal at 17. Number 7. Well, how on earth did someone get that name?
I don't know.
Okay. CC, as in let us see. Okay. I didn't know they were allowing those things.
I didn't either.
Okay. It's level 22. There you go. Number 6 is a Chili at 30. Number 5 is Peacefulness at 38. Number 4 this week is No Harm Done at 55. 3 is Zayapeli at 56. Number 2 is Fair at 57. And number 1... Sneaky at 59. Excellent. Well
who
done.
Who owns Sneaky? I have not seen this name ever. I have no idea who belongs to this character.
Very cool name. Very cool
if you,
name.
If you belong to Sneaky, let me know, please, through yeah. Discord or whatever, just so I know who you are, so I can make preparations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 59, because you know what happens when we hit 60 and the ding and everything's good. We can do yep. a little write-up about your experience and what you've done, which is very exciting. Okay, so there was no tins this week, but we did yep. have 8 greens. So the greens for this week, we have got 8 at Lyran at level 13. Number 7 is Laruli. Really?
I think so.
At level 13, RIP. Number 6 was Gormidori? Oh. Yeah, it could be.
That's how I'm seeing it.
I see Midori. That used to be one of my favorite drinks when I was like 19. 19 and clubbing when that was a thing I did for not very long. But yeah, good. Yeah. Anyway, they're level 13 as well. So, well done. Number 5 is Verde at, 14. Number 4 this week is Pink Flower at 16. Number 3 is Jawla at 18. Number 2 is Maidenless at 29. And number 1 is... Niazu at level 36. So well done, greens there. All right, do you want to take our working man?
Sure. So we had 6 working man challengers this week. So 6th is Gwaith at level 12. 5th was Tiber. I have no idea how you managed to get that spelled properly, Tiber, but congratulations. Level 14, Tin Tax in 4th this week at level 15. 3rd, Soul Blister at 15. 2, Lurks at 37. And 1st, Fair Winter at 53.
Nice. Well done, Fair. Look at her go. I love the name, Nisi. That's that's awesome. Love it.
I tried to get Blistered Soul or Soul Blister, but it was yep. like one letter too long, and I'm like, argh.
Yeah, no, but still, that's very cool. Excellent. Well, obviously, well done, everyone, on leveling. It is so good to see the state of the challenge boards with, you know, all our challenge players going, you know, just out there leveling, which is fantastic. Obviously, commiserations to all those toons that we lost this week. And looking at the list, we did lose a few. So, commiserations to those that may have had a rough week on that. But to everyone out there, thank you for playing our challenges. It makes us happy. Absolutely. All right. Let's get going on this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
There's our favorite goblin. I was talking to him the other night, too. So, yes. Yeah,
that was lovely. Things are turning around for him.
Yes, which is good. But we send all our positive energy to him. And I hope he's doing well. So, yes. All right. I've found some. They're not gaming related, but they found a couple of cute ones. So little jokes. So Nisi, I picked one for you. I hope you like it. All right.
So what do you call a thieving alligator? A crocodile.
I had to. It's so cute. Okay, so, and then, well, what would I be without having at least a coffee joke? All right. So, new word, which is procrastinating. Noun, the tendency to not start anything until you've had your coffee. Abso-frickin-lutely. That is me. Every day, every morning. All right. Tiber's got his stolen joke of the week. Excuse me. I found out I'm allergic to snakes, so now I take an antihistamine. Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
It's very cute. Thank you. That is normal, Tiber. I'm guessing that's about my procrastinating, which, you know, I'm actually out of coffee.
Oh, well,
that's
good.
It.
We're almost
show
done. Execute. Right. More coffee.
Yeah, he's busy. It's all good. All right. Well, I think we've got everything. I think we've covered everything from the chat room. So we're going to wrap up the show. I'd like to say our thank yous. Nisi, what have we got? Please let me throw my cute little heart up. Say heart you all. There we go.
Okay. So thank you to our Iron Elite supporters. There are multiple ways you can become an Iron supporter. Iron Elite supporter, if I could talk. There are multiple ways, and you can find that on the WoW Challenges website. So you guys keep the lights on, show going, and all that. So we would like to thank Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Grand Negus, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, and Zaya.
Thank you guys. Your support means so much. We do appreciate it. It helps keep the website and all the bits and pieces going. So thank you so much for that. Stir and myself want to thank our mods again. Without you guys, make my life so much easier, especially in times with working, I'm sick, all the bits and pieces. Sometimes I just don't get to the computer for amount of time. And to know that this bunch of people are here, they've got things, makes my life so much easier, and I couldn't do it without them. So, two awesome trousers. Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you, thank you, thank you again. I know I say it every week, but seriously, you guys, you wonderful. So thank you for all that you do. To our code wardens, Zaya is knocking it out of the park. What can I say? That is amazing. Zaya, thank you for everything that you've been doing to get this website, to get the code. Seriously, dude. Just fantastic. Also, Rod and Naptime for having input and helping as well. You guys, thank you so, so much. It is greatly appreciated, all the work that you guys do. Everyone hanging out today, thank you for giving some time to spend with us for a short while. It much appreciated. For those listening, wherever you're listening from, thank you. Thank you so much. I will be back next week. It will be Saturday, May 21 at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi, thank you for joining me. Please tell everyone, where can we find you?
Okay, so I'm in the WoW Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, then spelled me as your knee, and C as you can see things. 4863. You can find me just about everywhere else as Nisi BGN, whether that be Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram. I'm there. So yeah, that pretty much covers everything. Where can we find you specifically, Lita?
Okay, well, I actually did something last night that I'd been thinking about a while, because I hate rattling off the whole, like, pretty much Lita, L-E-E-T-A, and Lita WoW. You will find me everywhere. But I got myself a link tree, and I'm putting stuff in there. So there's kind of like, you can have one link that will take you to, this is where you'll find me at all the things. But, you know, I'm all over the things. Discord, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter. Yeah, it's all there. So if you want to find me, we'll have the link. You know where I am. So yes. Other than that, the last thank yous, please.
Oh, right. So we would like to thank Mr. Bright 01 on the intro, and you can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely, and we do love that intro so much. I know I say it probably every week, but I do love that intro so much. It is a really great, fun way to start the show, and Ross knocked it out of the park. It's just wonderful. But also, I have to say that I want to say thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. Because, again, you know, having people with certain talents and things that they can do to help out is greatly appreciated. And you will get to hear that in a moment. But I do appreciate him greatly for all the things that he does. Anyway, all right. Well, again, thank you guys for hanging out. We do appreciate it. Please stay safe, both in and out of game, because we know this world on both levels can be a bit crazy. So please have a good week. Nisi, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Again today, and especially for all the things that you do. You know that. But thank you. Thank you so much. And on that, we will say we will catch you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.